Well, I think our guys have done a pretty remarkable job. We kind of lucked out. We got less freezing rain than was predicted. We got more sleet. That means fewer trees and power lines coming down into the roadway. It might have put a little more ice on the road, but that's easier to deal with than the freezing rain. Our guys got out early and started salting so that as the sleet fell, they kept it in sort of a slushy state, which allowed people to at least get some traction on it. And we've now started doing some plowing, and that's working out pretty well. The only thing is, tonight we're going to have plummeting temperatures, so it's going to be a kind of case of when you get about to dark tonight, what you see is what you get. We're not going to be able to do a whole lot during the nighttime hours, so right now the thought is that the crews will pull in, get a good night's rest, we'll keep a few people on stand for emergencies, and then bring back in full crews for Saturday morning to hit it hard going through the day Saturday when it warms up enough that our salt will become more active and do a better job of getting this off the roadway.
A lot of people are looking out their window and they're looking down their driveway and they're saying, can I do it? Is it doable? In terms of the roads that your crews are hitting up, are you tackling the major roadways like I-24 first and then working your way into the neighborhoods?
Well, of course, we have a snow priority list that's published on our website. There are A, B, and C routes. Your A routes, which are the most heavily traveled roads, are generally going to be your interstates, parkways, and U.S. highways. The B routes are going to be the connector routes, primary connector routes between those U.S. highways, interstates, and parkways. And then we have our C routes, which are generally our rural secondary roads, and those have the lowest priority because they have a lower traffic volume. So if you want to check those, you can go to our website and find those maps. And, you know, we're primarily working our A's and B's through the day. It probably will be sometime Saturday before the C's will see a lot of activity.
Have there been any major incidents so far today on the roadways? I see a semi crash on I-24 this morning.
Right. We had some trees down in just east of Fulton in Fulton County on U.S. 45, and that was closed. That should be clearing up shortly. We have a semi on I-24 westbound at the 10.5. You can detour around that from exit 16 or exit 11 through Paducah. So that site is still active. We put up message boards on I-24, ice ahead, slow down, and I think that helped to slow down some of the truck traffic coming through the area and has probably helped us keep our crashes to a minimum. So, you know, we're hoping that people will continue to obey those three basic rules of driving on snow and ice. Slow down, slow down, and slow down.
That's all the questions that I had. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Well, I think one of the other things that's kept crashes to a minimum is usually we'll get a couple of smaller events kind of coming into the season. This year we're starting off with a fairly big one, and, you know, we didn't have very much snow last year, so people are not as confident driving on snow and ice, so that I think that also serves to slow people down some. Usually the first couple of snow events we have, people will slow down and take it easy, but after about the third one, our police agency partners tell us that people start speeding up and, you know, they get overconfident, and that's when we start having more crashes. So, you know, there may be a lot of things that are helping us with this particular event, and I think that that's one of them.